everyone. This is Minato from Minato Show. Today, recording another podcast. I'm here with
Guest host Alan Robin, which is me.
Introduce yourself and tell us about your.
I'm Alan Robin. I'm host of the Daily Show with Alan Robin. We just finished recording an episode together on my show. So if you want to check that out, just search that. Go look at the description in the show.
Me not, so you have to add that.
Yes, I do have to add that. Okay. Well, today is going to be our first episode. So well, I
mean, wait, let me. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
You do the show for now.
Hello, I am Minato, and I am connecting. And I am going to tell you guys about me, a little bit about me. Now, we just came out of college. Yeah, totally. And we're going to be telling stories about our childhood, and we're going to be telling about the local news, racist jokes, probably, I don't know, and other fascinating things, I guess. And I hope you enjoy our show. Today's my first episode. I just recorded another episode, which will be back in a minute. So let's just cut to the first segment, which is the news. Now, the news has been a big topic lately. Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, and other fascinating things. For example, Fortnite, for some reason. Now, Fortnite, in my opinion, is the worst game ever. Okay, the end. Now, let's go on to the actual news. Do you guys think that Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are going to start World War III? I say not, because they have a lot of things in common. For example, they're both fat. I should probably be quiet before I get demonetized. And other reasons. Now, let's tell a political joke. Have you heard about McDonald's new Obama value meal? Order anything you like and the guy behind you has to pay for it. Can you explain that joke?
I can't explain that.
Oh, you can't explain it?
No.
Okay, let me repeat it. Have you heard about McDonald's new Obama value meal? Order anything you like and the guy behind you has to pay for it.
Minato, I think there's a flaw in your algorithm.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, if you're gonna make jokes, you can't make the same joke on both shows.
Oh.
Or else people will find out, and then they will say that you have no creativity.
Fine then, let's do a different joke. Three contractors are bidding to fix a broken fence at the White House. One is from Chicago, another one is from Tennessee, and the third one is from Minnesota. All three go with the White House official to examine the fence. The Minnesota contractor takes out a tape measure and does some measuring, then works some figures with a pencil. Well, he says, I figured the job will run about $900, $400 for materials, $400 for my crew, and $100 profit for me. The Tennessee contractor also does some measuring and figuring, then says, I can do this job for $700, $300 for materials, $300 for my crew, $100 for me. The Chicago contractor doesn't measure or figure, but leans over to the White House official and whispers, $2,700. The official, incredulous, says, you didn't even measure like the other guys. How did you come up with such a high figure? The Chicago contractor whispers back, $1,000 for me, $1,000 for you. And we hired the guy from Tennessee to fix the fence. Done, replied the government official. And that, my friends, is how the work is done.
Slow.
That was a long one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now it's time for school roast.
School roast? Okay.
Yes, hosted by me. Our first roast comes from a person named Anonymous. An old teacher asked her student, if I say I am beautiful, which tense is that? The student replied, it is obviously past.
Oh, I get it.
The teacher said, which book has helped you the most in your life? The student said, my father's checkbook. Here's our Yo Mama joke from school. Yo Mama is so fat, the only good grade she got in school was an A in lunch.
Oh.
Why did the school kids eat their homework? Because the teacher told them it was a piece of cake. Boy, the principal is so dumb. Girl, do you know who I am? Boy, no. Girl, I'm the principal's daughter. Boy, do you know who I am? The girl said, no. The boy said, good, and he walked away.
Can you explain that one?
Okay, so the boy told the girl that the principal is so dumb. So then the girl replied, do you know who I am? The boy replied that he didn't know that who the girl was. The girl said that she was the principal's daughter. And then the boy said, do you know who I am? The girl said, no. So then the boy said, good, and walked away. So the boy is happy that the girl doesn't know who he is, so he won't get in trouble.
See, is that really that much of a joke?
I don't know.
Compared to other jokes, I give it a 5 out of 20. Yeah.
Okay, the teacher said, why are you so late? The student said, someone told me to go to hell. The teacher said, why did that make you late to class? The student said, I couldn't find it at first, but now here I am.
Oh, I give that one a 10 out of 10. That was so good.
What is white when it's dirty and black when it's clean? A chalkboard.
Oh.
If number two pencils are so popular, why are they still number two?
I get it.
Teacher asked the student, where was the Constitution of India signed? The student said, at the bottom of the page.
When you left, I mentioned Fortnite, and I said that it's a terrible game. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that is a very opinionated answer, and I am not ready to comment on it, as there are many people who have different opinions and may blast me.
Oh, you got a point.
That is, if you understood me. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Well, I guess I'm going to tell some jokes now.
Okay, your Let's turn. See.
I was walking down the street, and I punched a white guy. I was walking down the street, and I punched a white guy, and then I was arrested for assault. The next day after I got out, I punched a black guy, and I was arrested for impersonating a police officer.
Ow. Oh.
Now, this joke is more like a racist joke. So if you can't handle racism, or if you hate jokes in general, this is the wrong place for you. You should really right now before you get offended.
Okay, what do you call two black men in a red sleeping bag? A Kit Kat.
Okay, what do you call a group of white people in an elevator?
Oh, I know. It's a box of crackers. I also said this one yesterday.
Politicians and diapers have one thing in common. They should both be changed regularly. And for the same reason.
Oh, because they both have poop inside?
Because they both get very dirty.
Oh. Why do black people smell so blind people can hate them too?
See, and this is why I said you must leave if you hate racist jokes. And dark humor.
Yes.
All that we're gonna
we are sorry if we offend anyone.
We're offending our kind as well, so don't be that offended. Did you hear about Monica Lewinsky becoming a Republican? The Democrats left a bad taste in her mouth.
No! You don't know why that's a joke! Don't know! No! Okay. Do you know why it's a joke?
No.
Because Bill Clinton left a bad taste in her mouth, literally.
Oh.
And Bill Clinton's a Democrat, so.
Okay, this makes more sense now.
That's why it's a joke. So.
Yeah, you go.
Why does a Mexican Mexico have an Olympic team? Because everyone that can run, jump, and swim have moved to the U.S.
Now, this one's super racist. So if you handle the last one, but no, you can't take a strong one, leave right now.
Like, right now. Like, just leave this and don't listen to anything else.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Anyways, let's start the show. There was a white guy, a black guy, a Hispanic guy
on a plane.
The airplane was about to crash, so they had to throw things overboard to not make the airplane crash. The black guy threw off his Jordans and said, "We have a lot of these in our country." The Hispanic guy threw off his lawnmower and said, "We have a lot of these in our country." The white guy grabbed the Hispanic guy and threw him off the plane and said, "We have tons of these in our country."
Oh. Oh.
Now, we don't get it. You have a really kind heart and you don't understand racist things.
Or maybe you're Hispanic. Can't really find any good ones that are at the top of my brain. But how about I'm trying to think of one. Don't be racist. Be like the multicultural panda bear. Black, white, and Chinese.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
What do you call a lawyer who has gone bad?
I don't know.
A senator.
I don't get it.
Senator?
I don't get it.
Yeah, let's just skip this one. Why did I even write?
You wrote this?
Okay, you go.
You want me to tell you a joke?
Fine, I'll say one. Bill Clinton is no longer playing the saxophone. He is now playing harmonica. Yeah.
And I just explained why.
Yes. The NSA, a government organization that actually listens to you.
That's not a joke. That's the truth, but okay. And NSA stands for National Security Agency.
What do you call a lawyer with an 100 IQ? Your Honor, what do you call a lawyer with an IQ of 50? A senator.
Oh. Oh.
Do you have any good ones?
Well, people, really.
It looks like we ran out of good jokes. So I
No, we didn't. No, we
didn't. Yeah, let's finish it off with a very juicy joke.
A very juicy joke?
Yes, a good one.
The juiciest joke ever. Like, very funny.
Yes. The best we have. You do one and then I do one. And then people have to choose which one was better.
Oh.
Is that sounds fine with you?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
So who starts? How about you start?
Okay. Why do Jews have big noses? Because air is free.
But air is free, so what's the point of having a big nose?
So they could take more of it.
But won't they be blind by then?
If you think my joke is bad, why don't you say your own?
You want me to tell you a joke that's very, 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 very good?
Sure.
Okay. Could you give me a minute, sir, to make a good punchline? Because everyone has to write down a good punchline.
What happens if an orphan goes to a family restaurant?
What?
Oh, it wasn't a joke. It was an actual question.
What happened? Oh. Oh. Sorry, you've been banned. You've been banned because you don't have a family.
Oh.
You've been banned because you don't have a family. Your parents abandoned you, and that's totally your fault. Now you can't have waffles here. But it's not my fault. But it is. If you never existed, they never been separated. Jerk.
Well, did you find your omega awesome joke that you're ready to beat mine with?
You want me to beat you?
Yes.
Wait.
So?
I'm almost there. I have one, but it's very, very inappropriate.
Well, then I guess we're gonna end it here.
It's inappropriate, but it's funny.
What part is it inappropriate about?
Duh, something very inappropriate.
Yep, guys, so we're gonna...
Oh, wait, I have one.
Okay.
Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy because every parent feels very safe in sending their children with a stranger that will take them into the woods alone.
That sounds about America. Okay, before we end off this podcast,
which is 18 minutes, which is damn 18 minutes long,
surprisingly. So you, who doesn't play any games, what do you think is going to be the game of the year? Now the game of the year has already been chosen. But what
it's Fortnite. Not in my opinion, like based on statistics.
Okay, why do you think? What game should be the game of the year?
See, you just said the whole reason why I'm not going to answer it, because they don't play games. But...
Exactly.
But... Mini Metro! Okay.
Mini Metro? Okay.
Mini Metro. Download it on the App Store. It's $2.
It's a game where you build train stations, and you're trying not to make trains crash.
It's more like of a puzzle. It costs $2. It's like
not
a tycoon,
Roblox,
but at the same time, it's not. Like, yeah, but more. But according to Apple, let's see, Apple Game of the Year. Drum roll, please. Okay, the best of 2018 Apple App Store by the Apple developers. Oh, I meant game. Well, according to Apple, the iPhone game of the year is Donut County.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about Donut County, which is very, very weird, okay? So Donut County is it's a few puzzle games go as deep literally and figuratively,
okay,
but not as much as this game. The gameplay evolves a lot as you tear through the town. At first, you're simply devouring trees, rocks, and unlucky townsfolk, and growing wider with each goal. Later, you start sucking down fireworks to aim at distant targets.
You know what? I'm gonna download this game, and I'm gonna play it. Then, the next episode, I'm gonna give it a review. And this game sounds boring.
No, don't download it. It's $4.99.
What?
It's $4.99. Before you know it, you're flinging objects to sink a hot air balloon. But there's more to the experience than destruction. Okay. So, early on, you learn that everything and everyone you've consumed is now trapped 1,000 feet below the surface. Your character, the misguided raccoon controlling these holes, hasn't considered that consequence. Donut County creator, Ben Esposito, milks this tense situation to a hilarious effect. Folding a quadcopter, corporate... You know what? You guys are not going to be interested in this.
No.
Let's just read a review from a normal person that reviewed the app, because Apple is too specific about it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's it. Goodbye, people.
Wait, before we end. Go follow me on Roblox.
Yes, go follow him on Roblox. Ha ha ha.